Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. I o te kaumāwhetu i ra tahi te iariri.
Mihi tonu ana ki a koutou whakarongo mai nei ki te reo o te hiku o te ika. Tā koutou, kai pāpāhoe mihi atu nei ko Pākeli. Ko tāku kai kōrero keirunga o te waiai tēnei wā, ko Nikki Wakeford. Te kōrero kā kōrero ngai mau ai pāpāna ki rā rātou kereme. Anei rā te mana motuhake o te rohe. O Whangarei Terenga Parawaka Pōwhiria mai, a te tamahine nei ki uta, no reira. Kia ora, Nikki, pehana.
Oh, pai ana au, tēnā koe, kia ora koutou katoa.
Ai, kia ora, Nikki, e mihi ana. E Nikki, can you just give us some sort of here whenua so they know this name, Wakeford, Wetifa, ki roto ia mātou, see if any if you are related to the other Wakeford with gut up in our neck of the woods.
Oh, good point. And a lot of people catch that. My last name is Wakefield.
Oh, Wakefield.
Wakefield. And so, you know, the Wakefords are close whanaunga, were you know, from Whananaki and other parts of Whangarei. However, I'm more of a kake from Pihiawari and of the Ngāti Hau and Te Parawhau side. Yeah, that's our connect in Whangarei.
Ai, ai, kia ora rā, e mihi ana mō tēnā, e Nikki, kia ora ana ko pārā tēnei, anei no Ngāti Hine, te Taitokerau. However, I'm working up here at Te Hiku o Te Ika and loving every minute of it. Henara, Nikki, let's go back ki tā tāua kaupapa kōrero, e pēnei ana, te mana motuhake a rohe o Whangarei. Hena, can you rope us into this kōrero and fill us in, please?
Yeah, sure. Te mana motuhake a rohe o Whangarei was established to look after our kaikerimi in Whangarei throughout te paparahi o te raki. And it brought all our claimants together. And, you know, now the hearings have ended last year. Was the end of the hearing phase of Te Paparahi o Te Raki inquiry by the Waitangi Tribunal. Yet, our kaikerimi, you know, still have much work to do. And so we continue to meet and get together as a whangarei tai whenua. Yeah.
Ai, kia ora, kia ora. E Nikki, e mihi ana mō tēnā. And as you said, you're still, the negotiating parts are already done, or is it? However, the thing is, there's still a lot more work to do. So can you just walk us through where is te rohe o Ngāti Whātua ki roto o Whangarei, Terenga Parawa, just where they sit right here, right now, as mō arātou kereme?
Yeah, and I think I'm bringing myself up to speed on that at this time too, Pa. And that's because... the Crown has been talking directly with Te Runanga or Ngāti Whātua about their journey, you know, their journey to settlement. And for many of the hapū in Whangarei, they haven't been a part of that conversation. And so, you know, we're just being brought up to speed on that as well. Yeah, for our hapū and our claimants here in Whangarei. And so Ngāti Whātua had a hui in early May, and they invited Whangarei to come and hear an update, which was really, really much appreciated, because we were aware that they had signed a agreement in principle with the Crown, and yet we still hadn't had any opportunity to hui on that subject with our whanaunga that are working towards the settlement with the Crown. And so it was an interesting hui, Matua. We had, you know, a good turnout from Whangarei and a really good presentation from Ngāti Whātua, where they identified some of their negotiated package that they've managed to put together. But they also pointed out that there's a little way to go, and they were aiming for, you know, more pūtea and access to different lands. But, you know, they also invited Whangarei to come back to them because at that hui it was shared that a lot of the claimants and hapu of Whangarei were seeking withdrawal, withdrawal from being involved in that. And that's, yeah, for various reasons.
Aye.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're just holding together, holding close as Whangarei, and coming together often to continue to talk about our options, yeah, and how we can get out of that hinaki for those hapu and those claimants who are wanting to get out of there, yeah, who haven't been, you know, consulted with on this settlement package.
Aye, kia ora, Nikki. It's wonderful to hear, and the thing is that your voice sounds like a young participant into this hikoi. And as a young participant, how are you finding this hikoi to do with ngā kremes, what's involved, ngā piki, ngā heke? How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's a big job, eh? So I joined as kaimahi for Te Mana Mutu Haki Aruhi o Whangarei about 3 years ago. So, yeah, very fresh indeed. And to be surrounded by many of our claimants who have been on that journey for, you know, 30 years or more, and upholding their tupuna kōrero, yeah, it's a huge honour. And the journey is a long one, eh? So just honoured to spend time with those who have been, at, you know, on the job for the last generation. And yeah, also pointing out that it's a big take, you know, it's really a lot of work to a lot of reading, a lot of responding to you know, whatever's coming out of the Crown or all the other lawyers. You know, you gotta be up to speed in order to respond to some of these threats that are over us as hapu.
Aye, kia ora. I can hear what you're saying. And the last part of our kōrero, you've been in there for 3 years. Do you feel you're up to the task?
Oh, no, I'll whakaiti myself there and point out that, there's amazing kaimahi in the space all over. And for me, you know, I'm just happy to be coordinating and calling hui every now and then and supporting our taumata and our hapu to get together, writing the minutes, you know, all that fun stuff.
Aye, kia ora.
Yeah, and so happy to play my small role in this, yeah.
Aye, it's all kōrero in ngā puhi, ka hore te kūmarae kōrero ana mō tōna kia noreka. No reira, I respect what you have just said, you know, however, the thing is, just to... for you to be able to share with us, that would always make your journey and your mahi easier, to know that you will not be the first that would have to carry that humongous task, and neither would you be the last.
No.
However, while you're there, you know, you're there to do the best you can and more. So because of that, you've got our wholehearted respects for that.
Oh, kia ora. And so we hui this weekend on Sunday at Tangata Rōria Marae as Te Parawhau, to really see where we can work together on supporting our hapitanga at this time.
Aye.
Te Parawhau.
Aye, yeah. kia ora rai, Nikki. Mihi ana mō ena kōrero. So the thing was, however you more or less got thrown into the deep end between you and I for this kōrero, I respect the... you know, the kōrero you have offered to our listeners, ngā rungai tēnā, mauri ora, kia pai tō rā, and you've got this for the weekend coming up.
Ai, kia ora, thank you. And no mai hara mai, any whānau who want to engage and hear more, happy to talk to you this year.
Ai, kia ora, Nikki, ngā rungai tēnā, mauri ora, kia pai tō rā.
Kia ora.
Iwa te kaumāwhetu, era tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.